ball is just inside the three. May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Ian Eagle. On the call yesterday on CBS. Joined us last Thursday on You Better You Bet. Awful announcing, writing it up. Barrett Sports Media writing up our interview with Ian Eagle. We always love when Ian Eagle joins us here on You Better You Bet. In this segment, it'll probably carry into next hour on the show. I want to hit everybody with three games. Three games yesterday featuring teams in the AFC. But before we get to that, and we'll start with the Steelers and the Patriots, we want to remind all our listeners and viewers that BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app. Please gamble responsibly. And remember, download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And continue, watch everyone watching the show on YouTube, watching the show on Twitch. Tell us your best bet for tonight's Lions-Ravens Monday night game with the reason why you like it. Could be the side, could be a total, could be a prop. Type in YouTube and Twitch your best bet for Monday Night Football tonight with the Lions and the Ravens. That betting market right now at BetMGM holding. The Ravens 4.5-point home favorites, the total remaining 54. Next hour on the show, we'll give you our bets, side total and props, all the injury information, all the analysis your little heart could ever desire. Next hour here to wrap up the show on You Better You Bet. All right, let's talk the Steelers and the Patriots from yesterday. Pittsburgh wins the game 21-14. And if you bet the Patriots, like Femi did, and Femi talked about this earlier this hour on the show, it feels like a brutal loss. New England outgains the Steelers by a ton, wins the yards per play battle, and really should have won the game, candidly. And I had a small bet on the Steelers, like not a big bet. I just wanted action on the game. I liked Pittsburgh. You know, the listeners and viewers, I like both these teams this year, but I like the Steelers more. I had a small bet on the Steelers. New England turned the ball over 5 times. And in mind-numbing, soul-crushing fashion. And the dam eventually broke. With Aaron Rodgers hitting stone-cold Calvin Austin for a touchdown to put them up 21-14. And the Steelers would close out the game. So Pittsburgh does win. And improves to 2-1. I think everyone, and I'm acknowledging, the Patriots outplayed them in the game. I think people are taking that result and are now very anti-Pittsburgh as a result. And we'll spin this forward. Ireland this week, Dublin, as the NFL's international series starts this weekend, as the Steelers will play Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings in Dublin. And I am sure that over the course of this week, this game will get brought up. Pittsburgh didn't deserve to win, only won because the Patriots turned the ball over 5 times. What else will get brought up is that this is the second consecutive year where we have Aaron Rodgers facing the Brian Flores defense in an international game. And last year's, went so bad that it got the Jets head coach fired in Robert Saleh after that game, a loss to the Minnesota Vikings. And Rodgers was not good in that game. Jets had a chance at the end, and Rodgers threw like a couple mind-numbing interception. And I bet the Jets in that game. I remember. I am here, though, to say this. You can harp on all the negatives yesterday for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can say, well, they won, but they had to get 5 turnovers and barely scraped out a win against a New England Patriots team that is not expected to be very good. You will bring up the number 5 and mean 5 turnovers. I will bring up the number 5, and it will mean 5 sacks of Drake May. 2 from T.J. Watt, who's officially off the schneid. And look, you can say Will Campbell stinks and Morgan Moses got abused, and that can all be true. the Steelers defense got off the schneid yesterday. Because while the Patriots put the ball on the turf, like there has to be a defense that's forcing these turnovers. T.J. Watt, 2 sacks. Derek Harmon making his NFL debut with a sack. And Pittsburgh wins. At open last night, a Viking Steelers. Minnesota, about a 1-point favorite on the neutral site, 1.5. We are almost at 3. The number at BetMGM is Vikings -2.5, -115. And Carson Wentz gets another start, and the Vikings destroyed the Bengals yesterday. We may not get to that game today, but the Jake Browning experiment does not go well in the first game as a starter in place of Joe Burrow, and Minnesota's defense just destroys Cincinnati, and the Vikings skate to an easy 38-point win, which, by the way, is a crazy stat. It's the worst loss in the history of the Cincinnati Bengals franchise. Pretty wild. So, of course, the Vikings are going to be the hot bet. I would just say this. This iteration of the Steelers offense with Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith is way better equipped to handle Brian Flores than whatever the hell that was last year with Nathaniel Hackett and the New York Jets. Way better equipped to handle him. And this was like the fully realized version of the Arthur Smith offense yesterday. Tons of 13 personnel, 12 personnel, multiple tight ends on the field at all times. I like it for the Pittsburgh Steelers at this point of Aaron Rodgers' career, and I said that all offseason. It's still Carson Wentz on the other side, and it ain't the Cincinnati Bengals defense. I would love to get a 3 and bet the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday in Dublin against the Minnesota Vikings. And as far as the Patriots go, they opened 4.5 against the Carolina Panthers. Panthers shut out the Falcons. I'll get to that game next hour. And just a brutal performance by Michael Penix Jr. I'll just spoil it right now. I have already bet the Patriots for next week against Carolina, laying 4.5. I think Femi may agree. We'll touch on the games that we've already bet for next week, next hour on the show. You better you bet on this Monday. Two other games in the AFC that we need to discuss. One of which depressed me and one of which made me very happy. The one that depressed me was the Broncos-Chargers game. And Femi and I touched on this game from the betting perspective. We bet Broncos +3. How the hell does it push? Sadly, the answer to that question is because Bo Nix... You could tell me that he was on the Chargers payroll yesterday. That after the game, he took off his Broncos jersey and he was wearing an NWO shirt in powder blue. Bo Nix lost this game yesterday for the Denver Broncos. And I don't say that to fully take away from what Justin Herbert did. He got the crap beaten out of him yesterday by the Broncos defense. And the touchdown that he threw to Keenan Allen at the end of the game, it's just the tied it at 20. I mean, how many quarterbacks in the history of the league can make that throw? He's sensational. And despite that, if Bo Nix does his job, if Bo Nix plays an average game yesterday, we don't even need him to be good, the Broncos win. He has Marvin Mims in the first half wide open for a long touchdown. Not just wide open, wide ass open. Overthrows him by centimeters. It grazes his fingertips. But it's overthrown from Bo Nix, incomplete. He's got Marvin Mims in the end zone later in the game for a touchdown. He's wide ass open in the end zone. It is going to be a touchdown. Overthrows him. And at the end of the game, he's got Courtland Sutton from left to right on your television screen, down the left sideline, wide ass open. And he overthrows him. Now, maybe you'd like to argue that Mims 100% scores on his two plays. Maybe you want to say Sutton doesn't definitely score. I think he does, but maybe you can make that case. Okay, let's say that Sutton catches the ball and gets tackled there in field goal range. Let's say the field goal is good. That means that the Broncos have left. Bo Nix, with his throws, has left 14, 17, or 21 points on the board. With his overthrows. throws that you have to make when you're a quarterback in the National Football League. There is no excuse to not make those throws. Wide-ass open receivers drop the ball in the bucket and win the game. And he missed all of them. And I am forced to confront an uncomfortable truth, at least early in the season. Because I loved the Denver Broncos all offseason. And my handicap was mostly based on the defense, which I think the defense is really good and maybe could be a top defense in the league. And Bo Nix doesn't have to be great. He doesn't have to be Drew Brees in New Orleans for Sean Payton. He just has to be like a little better than he was last year when they went to the playoffs and led Buffalo 7-0. They scored a touchdown and they got killed in the game, but still, rookie quarterback on the road in his first postseason start. It showed you he's got a little something, man. Can he be a little better than he was? Three games into the year, he's been worse. The Broncos are 1-2. At BetMGM, Denver's postseason price. Yes is minus 125. No is plus 105. And what I'm about to say is coming from me, like one of the world's biggest Denver Broncos guys heading into the year. Now, I didn't think they'd be better than the Chiefs, but over the win total, playoff team this year, and building towards a potential super team in the coming years. I know Bo Nix had a shaky start to his rookie year last year and then turned it around. I don't know that this is that. And I'm not saying he sucks, but those are alarming misses, and it's year two. You need him to make these throws. And he's not. And RJ Harvey looks like he's stuck in the mud. And Sean Payton, like, blew week two against the Colts and took responsibility for bad play calls in week one. And it feels like this is a bad brew right now for the Denver Broncos. If I had to bet this right now, Broncos to make or miss, I hate to say it, I'd take the plus money and bet them to miss. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. We'll feature all our bets for tonight with the Lions and the Ravens.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.